Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are backstage at Odyssey's Leading Ladies Live with our very own leading lady, Carly Pierce. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm doing so good, and so good as you should be with the number one song in America. Are you so excited?
Yeah. I am so happy that I get to play a show the week of it, but it feels surreal like it always does. I'm so happy.
That's amazing. And I have seen you post a couple times talking about how, like, when you guys wrote this, you were not trying to, like, write a hit, write a single, write a number one. You're just, like, writing from this really, like, honest, truthful place. And here we are.
I know. I almost feel like when you don't overthink it, it happens the way that it's supposed to. And we just got together because I was such a fan of hers. And It's been really fun to see the song come to life and make its way all the way to number one, and Ashley's first number one.
I know. That's so exciting. And I know that you were hoping to, like, break the record of number one female duets. But you know what? I was thinking about it, and it is so cool to have seen Miranda and Elle do that. And then for you guys to do it basically a month later, like, I feel like that is progress for women in country music, and it's really exciting.
I'm like, we're waving the flag for anybody that wants to say women are not making a way right now on country radio.
Exactly, which is so exciting. Yeah. And then you have been out on the road with Kenny Chesney, which you have to be like, pinch me every day that this is what's happening.
Yes. I've never been to a Kenny show until the tour.
Oh my God. So you really didn't know what you were
in for. I had no clue. And now I watch every night, but I just totally understand the thing that is No Shoes Nation. Getting to learn from the best, and I just feel really lucky that I get to be out there at this part of my career.
So I know. It's got to be crazy seeing, like, the level of production. Like, I was talking to him, and it's like 27 trucks or something insane.
It's hard.
And just, like, building it and taking it all down. Like, it's wild.
They, like, load in the day before, build it. And, you know, there's, like, 60,000 people cramming into stadiums and singing every word, and you're just like, oh my gosh, okay, wow, like this is the goal.
Yeah,
you know, this is like why, I don't know, I just am amazed at what one person and the connection that they can have with their music is doing.
It's just really, it's truly incredible. And then you recently celebrated a birthday.
I know.
Happy belated.
I'm like, is it fun anymore after you hit a certain age? I'm like, oh God. But
you know what's so funny? This is horrible, but I was looking at your post and I was like, oh, she just turned 32. I'm turning 32 this year. And then I was like, no, I'm not. I'm turning 33. And I was
forget,
like,
right?
I was so mad at myself. I was like, oh, I just, like, aged a whole year in 1 minute. And I was so...
You start to get a little confused, like, in that mid almost.
Well, especially after the last couple of years. I'm like, the last two don't count.
They don't count. I'm going to be maybe 30 forever, not 29.
But you posted about how, like, your 30s so far have been incredible. Like, what do you mean by that?
You know, I just think, especially in the 20s and especially my late 20s, they were full of a lot of my dreams coming true and, quite honestly, some falling apart. And I think what that part of my life has made me realize is so much about myself. And I feel like I just am stronger and better and more aware and self-aware and just aware of what I want out of life and what is important to me.
It's so funny, like, all those cliches, and I say this all the time, that what people say to you, like, when you get to 30, things just change. And it's like this magic transformation almost. And you're like, you know what? I don't give a crap.
I'm like, okay, I'm going to take it. Yeah. It's like you take all the mistakes and the stupid things that you cared about in your 20s. And then you're like, oh, it doesn't matter.
You can finally like learn from it and not do the same thing again, which is awesome. And then I know one of your idols, one of my idols, Miss Dolly Parton, is getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is so amazing. If you were asked to perform a song in her honor, which one would you pick and why? I know.
Oh, that's so hard. I know it sounds like a cliche, but just as a songwriter and as somebody who writes their own truth, Jolene has always been just, it has spoke to me on so many levels, just the melody. But also if you read those lyrics, it's one of the most heartbreaking but vulnerable pleas to another woman of please don't take my man. And I just, I don't know. I love her. I almost named my dog Jolene, so I would sing that.
How is little June?
June's great. Her name is June Jolene Pierce. June yes, she's with her Gammy right now in Alabama, so I get to see her in a few days, and I'm very excited.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And then I could sit here and ask you questions all night, but we actually have a question for you from another leading lady in country music. You can just hit play on there for it.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
Hey, Carly, it's Maren. I want to know dream collab is.
Dream collab. Ooh, I like from it.
Maren. Oh gosh. I think it would be either Alison Krauss and Union Station. I really want to sing with Alison and Dan Tominski. They're one of my favorites. And I think my other would be Leanne Womack.
Oh my God. She is like truly like,
she's a freak.
There's something there. Like there's something, you need a CMT moment, Crossroads, something like that.
Would die.
Yeah.
There's just something that I feel like has never been recreated with her voice.
Truly. And then we're obviously so excited to have you here tonight for Leading Ladies with Lauren, Lainey, Gabby, Morgan, Tennille, and Priscilla.
So many.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. We were laughing. We were like, there's like a certain thing about it being an all-girl show, which is so cool. But also like Priscilla's bag didn't come. So everybody was like trying to get all the stuff that she needed. And I'm like, you could only get that with a lineup full of women.
Oh my gosh. I hate that for her. She should have called me.
But you know what? It all worked out. Everything got done. We're so excited for the show tonight. And then as we look forward to Leading Ladies in 2023, who would you say is like a young rising female talent that we should keep an eye on for next year?
Oh my gosh. Priscilla used to be my answer to this, so it's fun to see her star rise. I really love Hayley Witters. I think that she and I kind of came up with Kelsey in the same little circle, but I just feel like she's really special. And I also love Hannah Ellis. She was my tour mate.
She is so sweet.
She's such a great writer, such a great singer. So I would say those two.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being here and for your time. I'm so excited to see the show tonight.
Yay!
Awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.